Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my goodness. interrupting Saturday preseason football. All they're doing is checking out the talent they got and seeing whether or not it's what they bargained for. That's all they're doing. So it doesn't really mean anything about the scores or who beats who or any of that. I had a bit of a problem on this fascism title in terms of where to go with it, how to introduce it, which way to make it run so that everybody can catch it. Well, here's how it is. Those who pay attention by watching where this is going, that's mainstream media and all that sort of happy stuff, grit their teeth and are getting prepared. They're prepping in all ways. That's food, water, shelter, and a possible escape shelter, you know, where you can get away from all these turkeys. Okay, well, a majority are undecided and unaware. It is the fence-sitters that need to listen, the people that ain't made their mind up which way they want to go, whether they want to jump off the fence or what. You see, this large group can make the whole impossible to ignore. Now, what that means, what it entails, what it deals with, is that supposedly Republicans are in the minority. That's possible. However, I've noticed that a lot of people are conservatives anyway. They don't care. They don't really. They ain't looking at which party to do what with. They're looking at whether what they should do in terms of what they've got going on. There are a lot of people who are now looking, and they—that's all red line—can see the problem coming. And the problem is what we're dealing with. There are problems. All of these problems, and that's all red line, have been artificially created, some sneaky, many openly. I covered some of the things dealing with all this on my last show, and a lot of people, I don't know if they didn't pay attention or they just ain't really got everything together or what. Don't have a clue. Well, combination of things. Dealing with first the definition of fascism, and secondly how that is looking to work as far as we're concerned. And by we, I mean people that are patriots, people that are conservatives. You know, you don't throw the deed to the ranch into the pot and hope it comes out right. I will give the definition of the title. You see if any of it sounds familiar. And I mean, listen to it closely. It's in Webster's Dictionary if you want to look it up. Mine's an older edition, and some of the definitions have been changed. Ooh, I wonder who done that. Fascism. Here it is. This is by definition now. Fascism. 1A. That's the only one that needs to be covered. A political philosophy, movement, or regime that exalts nation and often race above the individual, and that stands for a centralized autocratic government headed by a dictatorial leader, severe economic and social regimentation, and forcible suppression of opposition. You think about that very carefully. then you got this thing about an autocrat. What the hell is that? Well, here's some more definition. A person, monarch is what you should think about, ruling with unlimited authority. Two, one who has undisputed influence or power. My. Let's add another one, despot. 2A, a ruler with absolute power and authority. 2B, a person exercising power tyrannically. You don't know what tyranny is. Shame on you. You should have done a lot more homework than you have if you're unaware of the definitions of something that as simple as that one. Now, does any of that sound like the intent and purpose of what is going on? Oh, yeah, I got questions. And I intend to question the validity of people that are in there. You got Twitter mobs, Facebook fact checkers, maybe the BLM? Oh, my goodness. Now, on my last show, I covered sanctions and the fact that all of the incidents, and incidents is all redlined, of every kind, that's all of them, were approved. This elite group have gotten their way for a long time. Now, some of that's coming to an end. Some of it has been ended. And no, we don't need to look into fascism any further than what I have looked at and covered. Recently, I've had some serious setbacks. Oh, a crying in her beer. One was the reset or reinitiation of the wait in Mexico policy. And a judge did it. Oh, you're going to have to fight the legal system now and the law. Now, remember I've told you a long time ago, make sure that you are not the target. Make the law the target. That way they got to change the law or forget about it. You see, these people have believed they could do anything, no matter what or how. That doesn't have... Oh, no, the borders are closed. Yeah, right. Tell that to the 200,000 that came across. I'm talking about last month. And somebody didn't get the memo. Oops. Have to talk to the office manager about that. You see, these people have believed they could do anything, no matter what or how. Keep that fresh in your mind. Try this. Each state is a sovereign, I hit that all red line, and holds nation-state authority within its borders. That's each and every friggin' state. How do I know? I was involved in that project. It went very well, too. So, violation of immigration law just stopped. Ooh, wait in Mexico. Sort of curtailed all the horse manure that's been being pulled. The grossly illegal and unconstitutional act of nationalizing property rights, that's Marxist. That's straight up Marxist. That's where the government says what you can and can't do. You want to plant a rose bush? You've got to get a permission slip from mom to take to the school of the legalities involved in that. Don't bet on it. DACA has been stopped. Ooh, now you talk about setbacks. These are major. There's a group that I support and recommend to those who are really interested in what's going on. And this, they got a little pamphlet that they put out called Verdict. And I think it's a pretty cool little booklet. And I would recommend anybody who can, send them $5 or $10 or whatever you can afford to send them, okay? And tell them you want to read the verdict. They'll make sure you get it. Then the only thing you need to do, the only thing that I would say would be the best thing to do would be to recommend it. Why do I say that? Well, you keep hearing all these mothers jumping up and down, getting hyperventilated and screwed up by racism. Well, guess what? It seems that Lori Lightfoot decided that the only people she'd talk to in terms of the press were people of color. Whoa. guess what Judicial Watch did? They're suing the Chicago mayor for discrimination. Now, think about that. Oh, mercy. You got a very simple case going on that is a hands-down loss for these dictatorial junior Hitlers that in Mayor Lightfoot's position, where they think they can do what they want, no matter what it is or what it does to anybody. They don't care. Did you notice that? Have you noticed that we, the people that are not heavy hitters, we get the short end of the stick, my, or the dirty end, or however that works. I don't know if anybody watches very much of the mainstream media, you know, whatever news is out there. Well, guess what? Judicial Watch sues for records of Pentagon commissions about comms, communications, about Tucker Carlson and Fox News. Now, the thing is, they decided to blindside a plain old citizen. Yeah, he happens to be a news reporter. So what? Doesn't matter. What matters is that they don't want you to know what's going on. And we, the people, that's the 70% that don't hit on anything heavy or hard. we don't matter. I remember the Agenda 21, they're going to reduce the population of the planet down to 100 million or whatever it was. Think about that. What do you think COVID is supposed to be doing? What do you think it's a part of? I guarantee you it's part and parcel of Agenda 21. Now, the problem we've got is simple. Just watch this. It's disturbed about the Pentagon's illicit secrecy about its coordinated attacks on the First Amendment protected speech of Tucker Carlson. The fact that we must take the Pentagon to federal court for these documents suggests the agency has something to hide. Well, out of all this, freedom of information and all that stuff, I will make the suggestion that they make one thing absolutely clear. You're going to tell us who ordered it. Ooh. No, it wasn't a group discussion or anything. Since when does the Pentagon declare war on a domestic news operation? We can't remember that ever happening, but we're going to pass on that because this is bigger than a fraud with some flack at the Pentagon. This is genuinely worrisome. Remember the FISA courts and their illegal fun and games? Well, you notice that the police, at the same time, you notice that the police have a tendency to be charged for manslaughter and all these other things. Well, Judicial Watch sues D.C. for records about police shooting death of Ashley Babbitt. Oops. Now, they're going to get to the bottom of it. They don't, they just don't give up too easily. Oh, boy. And then you got a whole bunch of other stuff going on. Plane loads of illegal immigrant minors relocated around the U.S. in the middle of the night. Well, my goodness, maybe we should find out something about that. Department of Health and Human Services provides the illegal immigrant minors with an array of services, including classroom education, mental and medical health care, legal counsel, and a variety of recreational activities. Ooh. Okay. Show us where it says that we're supposed to do that. The UAC. unaccompanied alien children. Oh my goodness! Guess what? DACA came to an end, so we could, if we wanted to, send these kids back. Most of you are from Guatemala and Honduras, and 68% are male. Tremendously boosted gang recruitment in this country. We got fentanyl coming in by the truckload. Well, when are we going to, I mean, do you want to continue with that or what? Iowa state officials coordinated with big tech to censor election posts. Oh, boy. His playing proctologist with a reamer. They're looking to ream somebody's whatevers. Montgomery County, Maryland Public Schools spent $454,000 on anti-racist system audit. Ooh, well, did, you know. Boy. Calls for Dr. Fauci to step down intensify. Just watch. Filing proves Chicago mayor's discriminatory policy. U.S. gives more money to Chinese lab for bat research than Fauci claimed. Uh-oh. You mean Fauci's a liar or doesn't have a good enough memory to remember what he did when he cut the check? Just watch his obtained records in federal shooting of Ashley Babbitt. Uh-huh. Yeah, a lot of that. I'd get some of these. Maryland's largest school district are the ones guilty of that $454,000 in taxpayer money spent on anti-racist system audit and low energy. Durham probe cost roughly $1.5 million during the first 6 months as special counsel. I mean, and that's just verdict. The Judicial Watch. I think about, you know, who does that land on? And where do you get away with doing whatever you want? Then you got this one, Washington Examiner, August 10th, 2021. You can look it up. Biden's lawless eviction ban deals another blow to the rule of law. Biden's a king now, nationalizing property rights. Guess what? Biden, I hate to tell you this, you don't have the authority. Yeah. Oh, you like that one? The Supreme Court will tell you that. And there's a few others that will tell you that. Now, I listened to Hugo Gurdon. He is the editor, chief paper pusher, and pencil sharpener of the Washington Examiner. When Vice President Al Gore was caught soliciting campaign donations from the White House, he excused himself by repeating one of the slipperiest phrases in the dictionary of political dodges. There was, he intoned seven times in an excruciating 97 press conference, no controlling legal authority, or horse hockey, to confirm that his money grubbing was illegal. Horse hockey. The problem for President Biden and his lawless administration today is that their ban on landlords kicking out tenants who don't pay their rent is prescribed by a very clear controlling legal authority. Ooh, you're doing illegal acts? Well, you rescind whatever that act was. Supreme Court ruled in June that the eviction moratorium put in place by former President Donald Trump as part of the nation's emergency pandemic response would be unconstitutional without new legislation from Congress. He ain't done none of it. So we're dealing with a bunch of people that have decided that the law doesn't matter. What do you do with when the people that are supposed to support and defend the Constitution refuse to do so? Kick them out. Doctors against sex. Boy. American Medical Association really thinks parents holding gender reveal parties are jumping the gun, not by weeks, but by years. Ooh. In defiance of biology, you know what biology is. It's male, female, and hermaphrodite. Okay. The AMA Board of Trustees passed a resolution urging the birth certificate that birth certificates no longer designate the sex of the person. If you got a weenie, you're a boy. If you got a slit, you're a girl. Pretty simple. Now there are some in between, the trannies and all that. Yeah, well, absolute medical reality that a person, while the AMA would be Solomon's wisdom, acknowledged the absolute medical reality that a person's sex is a biological fact. You say gender is derived from the social makeup, gender identity corresponds to their sex assigned at birth. Who, male and female? All right. Yeah, can you just see it? They're going to say that full-fledged men can go into their little girl's locker room naked if they wish. I hate to tell them, but guess what? You're going to have fathers show up with baseball bats, and they're going to drive the stake back in. It's going to get messy. Disinformation, deception. Democrats are falling back on an age-old excuse for censorship. This is that social media companies should be held accountable for misinformation on their platforms, singling out conservative news outlets who were creating irresponsible content, except that when it's officially reported by the CDC, that isn't true, among other things, accusing Facebook of killing people. Well, guess what, Mr. Joe? They ain't. Protecting people from the scourge of misinformation has been the leading rationale for censorship since nearly the beginning of the Republic. Yeah, well, politics is politics, and you know what kind of a mess that is. You see that those regurgitations all the time. John Adams griped that there had been more new error propagated by the press in the last 10 years than in 100 years before 1798. Nah, sound familiar? Congress soon helped Adams tackle the purported flood of misinformation by passing the Sedition Act. Ooh. Making the dissemination of any false, scandalous, or malicious writing or writings against the government illegal. Want to bet? You have this freedom of speech to raise the question as to whether or not they're legitimate leaders. Whoops. So you can turn that part off. The first person who found himself jailed under the new law was the rambunctious Adams critic, Representative Madam Lyon of Vermont. So what'd they do? Oh, my goodness. President Wilson became concerned about that anti-war protesters were undermining support for his entrance into World War I, his allies tried it out. Here we go, politics again. Passed another Sedition Act, empowering the Postmaster General to censor any letter, pamphlet, or book that conveyed false reports or false statements. Part of the censorship policies. Numerous dissenters found themselves in prison. Ooh, these days, every alleged font of misinformation, white supremacy, Russian interference, partisan debate over the pandemic is an existential threat against democracy. What a crock of crap that is. What we got is thought police. If they don't think you're thinking right, they come after you. Well, my gosh. Well, let's ask the other question. Hey, fact checkers, all of y'all. Ooh, whose facts are you using? The establishment left, by which I mean those in charge of most institutions in society today, continues to normalize the idea that it is moral to suppress ideas to shield citizens as if they were children from dangerous speech. Now, I ain't a little kid. I know what's dangerous. And the thing I see dangerous is the Marxism that's spreading throughout our country. Maybe we ought to set it on fire and see if they can run as fast as the flames go. run op-eds, and this is Times Magazine, Los Angeles Times, and a bunch of others, run op-eds arguing citing experts that zealous adherence to First Amendment protections is hopelessly antiquated in a time of mass disinformation. Well, you know what you can do with yourself, Mr. Expert? Stick a fact checker in you, that's what. Setting aside First Amendment concerns, the state has no moral claim to dictate the veracity of speech. You hear that? I hope you heard it loud and clear. As we've learned during the coronavirus pandemic, health officials have trouble conveying truth. Ooh, the oscillations, obfuscations, and the confusing messaging of the CDC and other health officials have done more to corrode trust in science and government than any conspiracy theorist could ever hope to achieve spreading misinformation on a social media platform. Ooh, obvious problems with regulating misinformation through state pressure or otherwise is that a person would have to accept that most facts, that would be their facts, have already been adjudicated. Ooh. Facebook was pressured and acquiesced to ban posts that theorized that COVID-19 had been man-made and manufactured in China. Ooh, more misinformation. U.S. intelligence report was leaked to newspapers. Did we learn that three researchers from China's Wuhan Institute of Virology got sick enough in November 2019 to be hospitalized, and Facebook lifted the ban? Oh, you can talk about it now. Mm-hmm. You should argue, in fact, that regarding certain segments of the debate, you were only allowed to read misinformation on Facebook. Hello, fact checkers. You guys are guilty, and that's all there is to it. Well, what do we do with that? It's very simple. thus, we were subject to not to rigorous fact-checking, but to the propaganda the Chinese Communist Party able through U.S. Democrats to crack down on American dissent from the Beijing line. Ooh. Every censor in history expands the definition of myths or disinformation, trying to undercut the thoughts of the rights of political opponents. Crackpottery. Ooh, you nasty dog. New York Post, virtually the entire journalistic establishment defamed the newspaper. Oh, my goodness, why'd they do that? Asserting that the story was unprofessionally reported and likely a conduit for Russian disinformation. And the laptop story went out anyway, and everybody that wanted it listened. And social media companies buried and banned the sharing of the story, which was never debunked and did not appear to violate any rules the speech police have been enforcing. Here's another little tidbit. Not a single aspect of the Hunter Biden story has been disproved. What's the matter, fact checkers? You got nothing to work with? Aww. So it goes on. This is, you know, this is one of them things that goes on and on. Writers tend not to provide very much context for the information they publish. Context. As anyone who's paid attention to fact checkers over the past few years can tell you, means framing facts within a liberal worldview. If you stripped enough context away, let's see, any piece of truth can become a piece of misinformation. Any piece of truth. What happens when anything conflicting with progressive truth can be labeled misinformation? Misinformation becomes violence, tantamount to killing people, as the president might say. My goodness. American Booksellers Association had to apologize Oh, my goodness. Purposely referring to it as a serious violent incident. Oh, my goodness. They published something that these people didn't like, and so they went after them. A Canadian man was recently arrested after violating a court order banning him from speaking publicly about his child's gender transition. Not only doesn't this father have a right to stop his underage child from abusing puberty-blocking pharmaceuticals, but he's also punished for using an unapproved pronouns. How long before such ideas are come to America? I think about that. I mean, and it goes on and on. It is true that Section 230 gives big tech immunity from liability or restraining the kind of litigiousness that generates risk aversion and undermines a free and open market. But to dictate what people can see and talk about, ostensibly to rid us of misinformation, functionally speaking, is the censorship business. It goes on and on. I mean, it keeps pumping things out. But there's only a few of these things I'm going to cover in any depth. Most of it, I don't believe in, and there's reason for that. Remember, disinformation, oh, we can change it around to whatever. Civil society is becoming a luxury good. Communal institutions are disappearing in the places they're most needed. Well, that's basically goes to money and the haves and have-nots. Ooh. My. The problem that is going on is very simple. And it's that no crook, I don't care who he is or what level, ever pays attention to the law. They don't feel like they got to. They don't feel that you know, law means anything. That's where nationalization of property rights comes from. My. Ooh. The eviction moratorium. Biden ranked liberal Democrats by calling on Congress to renew the national eviction moratorium 3 days before it was due to expire. So Congress knew before they went on vacation. They didn't say a word. They just went on vacation. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention eventually issued a new 60-day ban. Progressive wing of and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi notching political wins along the way. Oh, yeah, we're the greatest thing since sliced bread. Then Cori Bush decided to sleep on the steps of the Capitol. Republican strategist Doug Hyde, the White House has rightly urged Congress to extend the moratorium after the Supreme Court ruled lawmakers were required to consider prolonging the old ban. Well, you know, probably guess what? They ignored those turkeys and did it anyway. Property managers, real estate agents supported by the National Association of Realtors objected to it in Washington federal court. I didn't hear anything about the court doing squat. I can't guarantee that the court won't rule that we don't have the authority, says Biden. Unclear why there was a one-month delay between the Supreme Court ruling and Biden publicly pushing Congress to extend the moratorium. What happened there? They didn't want to allow enough time for anything to get done. The drama was further evidence that Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell are the sharpest political operatives in Washington. They got some people by the whatevers. I would love to see what kind of stuff they've got in private on these people where they can say, thou shalt, and they get down on their knees and say, oh, please don't hurt me. Think about that. I'm going to get into the intel here in a minute. Oh, here we go. Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy, Republican Bill Cassidy's push to address climate change, resilience in the infrastructure. But, dude, who can move the planet? That's what you got to do. You got to change its orientation to the sun, as well as probably the distance. Now, some everybody might want to notice that Trump ain't gone. He's still around, and another run for the presidency? He doesn't need to run twice, but he could, and he could get a third term out of all of this. And, you know, we can go from there. Now, business. Ooh. Employers opting for vaccine mandates as Delta variant spread. Ooh. Well, now, I've heard about the passports. Has everybody heard about that? Guess what? They're illegal. That's right. Nobody, employers or otherwise, have the right to your private medical information. I ain't worried about COVID for the simple fact that I am immune. Now, anybody that wants to be immune, it's real simple. You do about four things, and none of it, none of the COVID family diseases, that's the flu, common colds, all that happy shit, they can't touch you. Regardless of the reasons and protests from some who refuse to get inoculated, it appears the shift toward vaccine mandates will likely become more commonplace, and going shotless will be cemented as the exception to the rule. Really? Why bother getting vaccinated when it don't work? That's my question. Oh, boy. American tech sector keeps blowing away the rest of the world. This is by Moore. And I'm glad he liked it so much, but we got a problem with that, in terms of how they exercise the power that comes along with that particular, you know, situation. Subpar parks. Are we there yet? No. We ain't going to be either. Why? I don't think people will donate to a cause that wants tubifores to fix something going on with a trail somewhere in the woods that just doesn't fly, okay? Now, you want to get into the nitty-gritty of it, I'll give you something. How about Hugo Gurdon? Who represents you? Gwen Berry or Tamara Mensa Stock? Question? Well, do you remember somebody jumped up and down and went nuts about winning a gold medal? And do you remember a person turning their back, turned away from the American flag and stared into the cameras with a sulky expression of that? I tell you what, she is a perfect poster child for BLM. Vast majority of Americans surely want to be represented by athletes such as Tamara Mensa Stock. Exactly that. Why? Well, everybody wants to take a giant crap on the United States in any way, shape, or form, and it didn't work in that case. She was grateful to represent the United States because they sent her. Here we go. Hannon, the seduction of collective guilt. Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you, Mr. Hannon, but I don't have any. Do nations or other groups have collective liabilities? Ooh, do white people owe some kind of inherited debt to black people? Were West Germany's democratic leaders obligated to compensate victims of the Nazi abominations? Think about all this stuff. These are questions. This is written down. It's the Washington Examiner, August 10th. Yeah, I know. This is the 14th. Well, anyway, August 10th, 2021. In case you don't know, there was an explosion of rage last month whenever Trump or David French suggested there was a continuing obligation to correct the injustices of Jim Crow. Well, now, you tell me, when was the last time you seen white and colored drinking fountains or toilets or whatever? There's conservative writers rounded furiously on their one-time ally. They turned on that turkey, accusing him of embracing critical race theory and frightening white people with ancestral guilt. Basically, I don't owe you squat. And yeah, my family, back in the day, owned slaves. I think it would be interesting to try to take me to task for that bit of history, for the simple fact that we did things a little differently than others. We did not separate families. Think about it. Think about it. We bought the whole family or none. You can take that to the bank if you wish. It was in one of the family Bibles that I happened to be privileged to read. Blood, guilt, and vendetta formed the basis of human relations. My tribe good, your tribe bad was the essence of the hunter-gatherer morality. What are you, a bunch of hunter-gatherers? Spear checkers from Africa? Come on, guys. I need to see how serious you really are. You want to get rid of the age-old horse manure that you've been saddled with forever, all your life? Then speak up. Talk to me. Get in touch. The more remote we are from the original wrong, the harder it becomes to identify anything that we might reasonably call justice. Stick that in your fact checker. Or stick a fact checker in that, or however you want to look at that. Now, this Washington Examiner has a joke. It deals with defunding the police. And you got two guys in a boat pumping along. The boat's name is Cities. You got two guys in there. It's titled Ignoring Laws. Chief Brody, we decided to defund the police and institute a catch and release policy. Well, Super Meg is coming up underneath, and it's got crime on its jaws. I think that fits. I think there are a lot of things that don't fit. Vaccination mandates gathering momentum. So you go ahead and mandate all you want. Here's your problem. If you intend to inoculate me and stick a needle in me and squirt a bunch of experimental horse manure into me, you better be able to prove that I am not immune. If not, you best not touch me. Why? Well, I don't carry a gun for the fun of it. And yes, I will shoot somebody. Try it. Come on. COVID's return. Are the vaccinated entitled to be angry? Yes. They should be pissed. They should be so upset as to create Civil War II. Why? Well, they went through all this horse hockey to get you one and two. Now they say you got to have three and four. Now, this is just a portion of it. You got the COVID, and then you got the D variant. What about E, F, and G? Lord have mercy. Doctors and COVID graduates in Missouri say that any vaccine sentiment runs so high, some patients are wearing disguises to get their shots. Imagine that. They offer a private setting so you don't have to tell anybody that you got the shot, or nobody will recognize you. Shopper in Omaha grocery store was shot with a BB gun for wearing a face mask. The reason given, you're on the other team. Now, you know, anybody wants to wear a political diaper or condom across their face, feel free to do so. However, here's the problem with that. We have, the people of the United States, have the freedom to decide what we're going to do, whether that's wearing masks or what. Mandates. With a report of Rolling Stone that some professional dominatrix are ordering their submissive clients to get the COVID vaccine, and they're being obeyed. Yeah, swingers. After entrepreneur opened a trailer park in Mammal, Louisiana, for couples who like to walk around nude and trade partners. The park's slogan is, bring your spouse and bring your house and spare and share your spouse. Yeah. Mm. The bad week, air rage. After Maxwell Berry, 22, allegedly groped two flight attendants and punched a third on a Frontier flight from Philadelphia to Miami. The crew and passengers duct taped Berry into his seat until landing, when he was arrested. Now think about that. Why ain't that been done before? Oh, Lord have mercy. Trump fights to shield taxes from Congress, and he very well may win that fight. It depends on what all eventually happens. Pardon Missouri Governor Mike Parson this week. Pardon Mark and Patricia McCloskey, who pleaded guilty in June to misdemeanor charges for waving guns at racial justice protesters marching outside their mansion. Now, they leave the rest of it all out. These peaceful protesters ripped an iron gate off the entrance to their property. Now, would you have a tendency to think maybe these people might not be wound too tight? Think about it. And would you get something to protect your property? I would. You come in here and go to tearing stuff up, I'll shoot you in a whatever's with a shotgun. Fighting words. Democrats cried foul last week after House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy said it would be hard not to hit Speaker Nancy Pelosi with a gavel if he was sworn as a speaker after the 2022 midterms. Dude, I agree with you. hard not to. It'd be real difficult not to. And they got a cardinal in Boston. Former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick was charged this week with sexually assaulting a 16-year-old boy during a 74 wedding reception. He's down. He's defrocked and going to jail. Washington, D.C., unmasked a mayor. Muriel Bowser was accused of breaking her own mandate last week after she was photographed indoors at a wedding without a mask. Oh, the horror of it all. You're going to be a COVID typhoid Mary. That's what you're going to be. Now, try this. This is a nice political statement. And this is from Toulon, France. You'll like it for the simple fact of the manner in which it goes about things. Toulon, France. Not amused, President Emmanuel Macron is suing the owner of a billboard that depicted him as Adolf Hitler. Think about somebody. Anybody got to want to collect some money and get with somebody and put up a billboard that might say something like that or something different? Turkey's on fire, just like our West is. Oh, boy. State terror. More than 96% of the residents of the mining and farming city of Fresnillo say they live in fear, according to a new survey, the highest perception of insecurity in all of Mexico. Woo! Overdose capital, Edinburgh. Overdose deaths reached an all-time high in Scotland last year, according to figures released this week, with almost four Scots overdosing every day. I think somebody needs to sink some boats, blow up some warehouses, or get the message across. Brazil, Bolsonaro predicts fraud. So they're checking it out and watching. Tehran attacks on ships. They don't have any real proof yet, but I would suggest it probably happened. Now, what we need to do is when their motorboat Navy comes out, sink some boats. We got 20-millimeter cannons that we can put on those things. there's an Olympian. Poland has granted asylum for Belarusian sprinter who said she feared for her safety after Belarusian officials pulled her from the Olympics and tried to fly her home. What are they going to do with her to get her home? China's building their nuclear armory. Oh, boy. Putting in a whole bunch of silos and stuff. Oof, cabal. Get out while you can. Some 30,000 people are fleeing Afghanistan every week, fearing the coming Taliban takeover and the reimposition of harsh Sharia law. Now the most U.S. and coalition forces have exited the country. We're sending 3,000 back in to get everybody out. Israel this week became the first country to start administering a third COVID-19 shot to boost immunity in already vaccinated patients over 60. Oh, my goodness. You're not going to like this. Fox News fired legal analyst Andrew Napolitano this week after a male producer accused him of sexual harassment. Oh, boy, Judge. You sure know how to step in it. Now we got something here that is important. It's not intel. It's in print, but you need to hear it. The retail apocalypse. Big retailers and malls were already struggling when the pandemic hit. Now they're shuttering more stores at alarming rates. Why is retail in such trouble? A decade ago, consumers began turning in larger numbers to Amazon, other online retailers. Well, all right, I'll give the secret out. How about somebody, come on, they don't want to go through a two- or four-story building trying to find two items. Well, how about this? How about offer a direct system that would supply those two or three items, whatever they were after, if they had them, and that person can stand there and punch in what they're after and pay with a credit card or cash, and somebody shows up in just a few minutes with their items, and they're ready to go. Now, they're out anyway, having a burger at the burger joint. Well, it's very simple. if they were to do that, hello, department stores, hello, you guys, get your stuff together. You could, and I mean this quite literally, you could put it back together to a large extent. What are the other factors? Ooh. It keeps going. Keeps going. Ain't nobody got no brains? Innovation? Entrepreneurship? Come on. Will Harris ever be president? Hell no. Or no way. It's the worst kept secret in Washington. Many Democrats are terrified of the prospect of Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party presidential nominee. Oof. I don't blame them. You got a laughing hyena in there. America's corrosive time tax. Ooh. Time, what is time tax? That's where it takes a year, when it should take a month, to get benefits, for instance. Voluminous forms, call lines with endless waits and unnecessary means testing requirements make it difficult and sometimes impossible for eligible people to receive benefits. If you lose your, if you don't have computer access, they can cut off your benefits. Come on now, y'all need to get real about this. A Florida man returned home from a doctor's appointment to find a woman skinny dipping in his pool. Now, if she's nice looking, I just get me a cold beer and pull up the lounge and watch. A trail of discarded clothing on the veranda led the man to 42-year-old Heather Kennedy, who allegedly refused to leave even after he called police. Imagine returning home and finding a naked woman swimming in her pool. Well, as long as the wife didn't beat you too hard, you could watch. To top it off, she refused to get out. The Charlotte County Sheriff's Office posted on Facebook. When officers arrived, she became hostile, authorities said. But eventually she got out, got dressed, and was booked for trespassing and resisting an officer. he doesn't say whether she was nice looking. Uh, mass protests against vaccine mandate. That's in France. Furious with the state that the state has demanded that everyone present a COVID-19 health pass, providing proof of vaccination or a recent negative test to enter most public indoor spaces in France. How come we ain't doing that here? Everybody must like being a guinea pig. I mean, you know, good Lord, man. Scrubbing the opposition from the internet. If you are any kind of funny at all and you object, they just remove you. You're not just deplatformed. Your whole platform disappears. But it's not going to get any better. We got the same thing going on here. Pork may be both scarce and expensive in California next year because only 4% of the nation's pork producers comply with state animal welfare rules. That's set to go into effect in 2022. You got to be nice to them, then you can shoot them in the head. Housing, end of the eviction moratorium? Not yet. Federal eviction moratorium is instituted September 2020 by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to protect renters unable to make payments during COVID-19 pandemic expired last weekend after Congress failed to pass legislation to extend the ban. President Biden said this week he hopes to get the CDC to reissue it, but there's a legality question, and he did it anyway. So, you know, January 6th, a coup attempt or just a riot? Well, where in the hell is all this hours and days of videotape that you people don't seem to want to produce? Seem to me like you've got a legal obligation to produce the evidence. If you don't have evidence, then these people go free. Harebrained socialism to relieve renters from their obligations. Oh, boy. Here we got a couple of jokes that are pretty interesting. What it says, my body, my choice, no vaccine, how it works. Your body, my choice. Ooh, think about it. We got Uncle Sam standing at the crossroads. One sign points authoritarianism. The other one points to democracy, and another one points to fascism. Uh-huh. Oh, boy. How about a scandalous bit of spyware? New revelations about spying with software developed by an Israeli company have led to an expanding diplomatic incident. Yeah. Uh-huh. No, you can't. No, you don't get the free right to listen to what everybody's doing. You don't got that right, no matter who you think you might be. We want to get to the nitty-gritty of things. Here's one. It's a short one. Need a passport? Get in line. An appointment to obtain a passport is an elusive proposition these days, said different men of the New York Times. In March 2020, the U.S. Senate Department downsized passport operation, and today renewals by mail often take up to 18 weeks, or 12 if you pay the extra $60. People needing a passport in less than 4 weeks have few options. Even those willing to pay $170-$205 for same-day in-person service at one of the 26 official passport centers. Appointments are restricted to life or death emergencies. Well, all you got to do is have some foreigner call up and say that Great Aunt Matilda is dying. Oh, my God. You know, maybe you get one that way. Or to leisure travelers, you can show proof they're crossing your border within 72 hours of the appointment. Some travelers are booking an extra international flight just to meet the requirement and driving thousands of miles to take any appointment they can get. Well, there's a whole lot of horse hockey going on. I told you there was. Oh, Nicola Founder charged with fraud. Oops. Labor, Amazon may face new union vote. So what? They can tell them what to do with it. They did it the last time. Why not now? Time to give Big Pharma some thanks. No, I sure won't. let's see here. Does skin color matter? And I wrote, to some, there's more than enough people who don't agree with that crap than there are who do. The Delta Blues, a new surge also returned to normal. Should vaccination be required? No, absolutely not. Doesn't matter if Uncle Sam's standing there holding a COVID chain to his leg. My heirs letter. Afghanistan being slaughtered by the militants. The Taliban doesn't shoot us like they do Afghan soldiers, one former interpreter told the Washington Post. If they catch me, they will behead me. Now you know what's going on in that respect. Oh, my goodness, National Review. And they got a thing called The Week, and they put a bunch of little blurbs in there. I like the first one. I always read it because it's usually hilarious. Now, you've heard that the beatings will continue until morale improves. Well, this one's about the same. CDC has announced that the goalpost moving will continue until the public's trust in it improves. You think about that. I mean, we're going to change things, alter stuff, and put things into a different category and blame somebody else for it. Guaranteed. Workers market, help wanted, the great resignation. There are a lot of people receiving public benefits that should be denied on that basis. Defense threats in cyberspace. Ooh, and they aren't doing squat about it. Oh, boy. Ah, here we go. Bill de Blasio and the decline of New York City. My. He's guilty. He's running that sucker into the ground. Lindsay's people to close dozens of the fire stations because of supposed redundancies. Meanwhile, the department's inspectors stopped ensuring the good working order of the city's hydrants. The result, enormous loss of the Bronx burned down in the 70s because there were no nearby fire trucks to put out the fires, no water in the hydrants when they did show up. And guess who did that? De Blasio. Da-da-da-da. De Blasio reminds me of a contradiction. You're kind of like marrying into the Hatfield clan and then revealing that you're a McCoy. Woo-wee. You want to talk about throwing hand grenades? There you go. Disenlightenment. People don't much give a shit. If they got to do anything in terms of what we would stipulate as work, they're not going to do it, whatever it is. Well, there's a problem with that. And I am reminded, and I'm reminded a lot, quite simply that gist of it is stated in the Bible. If you don't work, you don't eat. Hello, everybody. Oh, my goodness. All that unemployment insurance, and you're going to cut me off. Well, it's already scheduled. I hope you all are ready to deal with it. Now, see, that was that is a long magazine. That thing is deep. Ooh. You know what? I'm inclined to have a break here. Let's see. What have I got here? There are a lot of people that wonder about what is and what isn't, what's real, what ain't, and the things that are in between. And those things that people understand the best are something that directly affects them. Other than that, I don't have to pay no attention. I can ignore it. Oh, boy. Well, I'm gonna play with something. I want you to really think about this because there's some things coming that you need to get ready for. Thank you. Oh, my, my. I've got some other things that I'm going to do here. And I'm going to post something to be immune. Post defense yeah, I'm posting on Facebook. Let's see here, good old Zinc. I misspelled something. Ain't that a bummer? Okay, we'll change it. And four OZ of
done?
No. Twice a week. This. And the usual vitamins. Now, how about some fear porn? You love this. Now, I posted on this one. Listen to what I heard. Share exciting intel. I don't see how you wouldn't have any interesting intel. Thank you, Patel. I do have. Oh, here's Skeens. The business of looking like a crazy conspiracy theorist and worrying if my own government is going to force, it's all capitals, a toxic jab on me. As the world burns, it's getting very old. Yeah, well, when is the military going to flip the switch, will they? Do they really intend to? Well, you listen up to this after. I got two items to go through. One's a magazine, The Nation. Let's see here. 8/23/20. Ooh. See, now this is the 14th. This is ahead of things. Delta Dawn. You remember that song and what all it said? If your state or city remains unvaccinated, your neighbors won't wear masks indoors. You got a problem. Not me. Masks don't work, first of all. That's like chain link fence for mosquitoes. Vaccination and get sick anyway? What's the point? Well, if you're going to really get into problems, what about the variants? We got Delta coming along. How about EFG, et cetera? Come on now. CDC was overreacting, and that expecting people to mask up again was a bridge too far. People are beginning not to listen to you guys. Did you notice that? Most recent data show that when a person gets infected who has been vaccinated, they get infected with the Delta variant. That means that the vaccines don't work, that the level of virus in their nasopharynx is about 1,000 times higher than with the Alpha variant. Well, you know what? I think you made it up. I think it's horse hockey. Delta variant largely depends on the portion of your local population that is vaccinated en masse. That's a lie. Oh, boy. Anyway, they also go on to give me liberty or give me COVID. Well, yeah, okay. Let's see if you can cause it to want to latch on to something that'll kill it. outlined reasons for the CDC's alarm. Website of the Washington Post, that's who. Republican members of the House of Representatives descend unmasked on the Senate to protest this gross attack on our values. Give me liberty, give me COVID, it says. Here's a lie. Vaccination massive can beat the Delta variant. That's a lie. Straight up. Oh, and then you got this climate change crap. Move the planet or shut up about it. If you can't move the planet, you don't have any right, rhyme or reason to get into this. Subject to debate, Katha Pollitt. Before and after. If Roe versus Wade were overturned by the Senate, by the Supreme Court, it wouldn't just be a step backward. It's mostly BS. A whole article. See, I went through a whole article. Now we got objection. Ellie Mistel. Now, I think you should maybe object to your existence. Supreme Court made the right call. Most significant student free speech case in decades. What they said was that her posting offline, off campus, out of school, by a vote of 8-1, ruled to protect the girl and declined to extend the Tinker standard all the way off campus. That means you can't, you don't have no right to do that. Right-wing stalwarts like David French hoped the court's decision would limit the reach of cancel culture. It does. How about this one? Do we need the police? Yes and no. That's subject to debate. Well, yeah, we need the police to stomp out the problem with crime. And I, you heard me right. I said stomp out. Now you got the Western strategy, and they show a whole bunch of coolies. I don't know from where to see. In the beginning, Chinese miners stand next to a sluice box in Auburn Ravine, California, 1852. It's open. Supposedly, we got a real problem in that nobody seems to notice that we brought them over here, think about this, and we put them to work doing what they're doing. Now we have some that are immigrating and doing a lot better. They're providing jobs for Americans. And why are they doing that? Well, it's very simple. Ever go to a convenience store and not be able to understand what the man or woman's saying to you? There you go. Now, this started in California. Think about that. Then you got Boardwalk Slum. Venice is one of the most expensive neighborhoods in L.A., and it's got tent city there where, and it's got motels where they used to have rent-controlled properties. And they went to an extensive level of putting that stuff together. About 4 or 5 pages of it. The only problem is none of it means anything at minimum. It was Logger Hing Key and others like him, as well as countless Asian laborers who agitated for better working conditions, the dignity of the truth. Ooh, here we go. Supreme Court's under attack. Why is it under attack? They want to pack it. The only way they can do that is get permission, and nobody's giving them permission because they think they're full of squat, which is true. More foe than friend. Oh, my. Supreme Court, pursuit of racial equality. Well, take all the bad stuff that you want, put it into an article, and it'll be published. Oh, it'll be published in the nation. You can make a regular thing of being noticed. Now we got the... how we pay for democracy. Money rules. Cash rules is what they say. The price of democracy, that's going to be steep. It's going to be nasty. In Seattle, citizens received vouchers in the mail. Many of them thought the envelopes contained junk and tossed them away. Others left them lying around and forgot to contribute their democracy dollars. My, my, my. Now, Noam Chomsky is not somebody that I really follow very well. Manufactured consent and propaganda model. Well, framework for understanding how typical news coverage fills out some types of evidence while emphasizing others. Ultimately, privileged dominant narratives. This man's 92 and he's got it together in what he says here. Nothing much has changed over the years. You can't find reliable information on Facebook or Instagram other than what's being filtered from mainstream media. So, the first thing I do in the morning is read the New York Times, Washington Post, Financial Times, and so on. That's where the information is coming from. So, you can't rely on those printed forms any more than you can anywhere else. Much of it still traces back to the same mainstream sources. Right. The Internet's main effect is to narrow the range of information. Oh, boy. Propaganda model is basically the same. Online media, the Boston Globe, when I was there, had some of the best reporting in the country on, say, Central America. Today, it's not even worth subscribing to. That's printed media now. Backlash. This is a 1619 project. Got the anticipated carping from historians. Now we're at the beginnings of facing some of this history. Well, yeah, we got some things to take care of, but it's real simple. What they do is they put out what they want you to hear. That's it. You know. it gets worse. Let's see here. I got one more article to take care of. Come on, come up. I just can't believe that there's I'm always ready for intel. I thrive on this. Shelby Foster. Civil war is the only way people are being restricted and giving fines for bogus virus crap. I'm sick and tired of it. Well, everybody is. Been saying feeling this for years. This is a man. This may all come down to we the people taking the action. We'll be there. I'm ready for the new show, New Intel. Oh, listen like the rest of you guys. And he says, tells me thanks. Time to fight back. This is now or never. And the man put up a soldier with an automatic rifle in there. Drake, are we still on track to transition? Yes. But it's going to be funkier than anybody can imagine. Really super close to the GCR, RV, and Nacero. Do they plan to drag us out several more months? It's going to take a little bit of time, Skeens. I don't know how much exactly. Are we being tricked by the plan, whether intentional or not? I mean, they've had 6 months to do something, yet here we are, still hoping and praying for they pull us off as the world burns. You're going to have things that ain't going to sit right with you, no matter what you do. And those things are going to get nasty. I'm going to give you an example. And this is from September, October. Mother Jones. Mother Jones is a horse manure mother. Boring news cycle. Deals a blow to partisan media. This is on Axios. Oh, Axios treated the story with this. in a way the conventional political journalism treats most issues by creating a partisan frame. Oh, yeah. Guess what? Mother Jones was taken off of Facebook, classified Fox News right-leaning. Oh, that squishy moderate Tucker Carlson. Oh, boy. Placed in the group, if you called out by name, Mother Jones in the far-left group, and on the far-right, disinformation hub, Newsmax. Fox News categorized like right-leaning. Oh, my goodness. Every few months, we at Mother Jones find ourselves trotted out in someone's argument about partisan news, especially what kind of real analysis of data. We've written about how Facebook uses this excuse to suppress the reach of our reporting, even as it boosted right-wing sites. Well, you got what you deserve, in my opinion. And Mother Jones. We don't play the game of false equivalents. Instead, we do our best to report out the facts and tell them as we see them, as we see them. Bear that in mind. Your mother says she loves you. Check it out. I can't count the number of times I wanted something to be true. I want to have my reporting and our fact checkers show me I was wrong. Ooh, no amount of fact checking can eliminate the perspective that each of us brings to the stories we tell. That means you put a spin on it. As journalists, we are actors in the world, and the choices we make to publish, not to publish, to elevate this voice or that, have an impact. The job is to be intentional about the kind of impact we seek. There's a spin, not to pretend it doesn't exist. At Mojo, the impact we seek is more justice, fewer abuses of power, and public equipped to participate in democracy. No, It just gets worse and worse the more you get into it. This is September, October, Mother Jones. I read it so that I can stay up with what is going on. There have been many contributions to help make sense of the Republican obsession with critical race theory, a framework developed some 40 years ago to analyze the ways racism is endemic to our laws and policies. That's the biggest crock of shit there is. And I can validate that, but it'd take me an hour. Now I don't want to use the time for that. Conservatives have decided it's a domestic threat. And as of this writing, 11 states have already banned teaching it in public schools. Good, very good. Now, here's the problem. Just because it's an old theorem does not mean it's not taught as fact today. Would the lessons also address black bigotry toward whites? America is not a racist country. White students who attend predominantly black inner-city schools fear for their lives daily, but they do not declare the White Lives Matter or loot and vandalize their communities to bring attention to the issue. Yeah, my goodness. The precautious caucus. How the Capitol riot sent Congress running for cover. I hope we scare the bedeviled. I hope you guys got PTSD from it. You need something to kick you in the butt. Gain of dysfunction. An alliance of crunchies and conservatives could help bring on the next pandemic. Ooh. Gain of function research. Some people have latched on to the idea that scientists engaged in such research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology enhanced the coronavirus that escaped, causing the pandemic. The darkest vision version of the theory speculates they were making a bioweapon. Yeah, well, they were. And the reason I know is I have people in China, boots on the ground. So the double dose horse manure of this, Kara Butler, is simple. You didn't do your homework or due diligence. Most scientists agree with you that the United States, which did fund research in Wuhan via NIH grants, and China have failed to complete sufficient investigation into its origins. Now, it goes on and on, and it's not important. Why? Well, if you do the immunity that I posted on my Facebook page, you're going to find that you are immune. You're not going to get the disease. And that is guaranteed by what you're taking, not by me. I don't guarantee squat food. Fox News, that is towards the American political system over the past two decades, and it is Fox News that we have to continue to fight. No, you lost it. Fox News is still online. You ain't. Now, we're going to get into something interesting. Stephanie Mensimer writes an article about Amon Bundy. And I'm going to clarify some things. First of all, you're so full of shit, it hurts. And I can explain to you why, very simply. I was in contact, boots on the ground kind of thing, with a whole lot of people out there at that particular episode. And here's the problem. You used the federal marshal, the one that shot LaVoie Finnegan, you used his report instead of the truth. The truth in the form of video and testimony from people that were there. There was more than one person in that truck, in case you didn't know that. You, but you obviously don't. led a 41-day armed ticket with Mount Hood National Hour to protest the reincarceration of two local ranchers who've been convicted of arson on public land. That, first of all, is false BS. They've been doing that for 100 years. Now they're going to charge them with arson. Okay, well, during the occupation, there's a little bit of a falsehood, as far as I'm concerned, a great big stinky turd. Bundy's friend, a rancher named LaVoie Finnegan, tried to charge a police blockade. First of all, that's a lie. He pulled off the road, and officers shot Finnegan dead as he appeared to reach for his gun, yelling, "Just shoot me." Well, I'm sorry, but that's a lie. He was saying, if you bother to check the videos, I'm not armed. And as he reached to open his jacket to show he didn't have a weapon, they gunned him down. A bunch of us, people like me that really didn't put up with that sort of horse hockey, guess what? We're still hunting you. I don't think that anybody really understands what this was about. If you're grandfathered in, you're grandfathered in, period. I had a beef with Bundy. Bundy Burgers, his father at the launch of Ammon's gubernatorial campaign. And I tell you what, there's a lot of people that could do a lot worse in terms of selecting somebody. to best represent we the people. And there's a simple way to look at that. You want somebody that's willing to stand up, even if they get shot at, for the truth? Or are you waiting for somebody to take care of things for you, you poor little victim, you? Oh, my. There is a bunch of things that are lies. The fact that everything is subject to the mainstream media is the biggest misconception going. But you get into things, and they cover the problem of being caught at the border. Well, there's going to be a whole bunch of caught at the border. And it's not going to be pretty. There's going to be some nasty things take place, which people are not prepared for. Not mythically riding off into the sunset, as he probably wouldn't have liked to imagine, but walking across the strip mall parking lot like the displaced cowboy that he is. Hey, Bundy. You get into another situation like that, give a call. There's a lot of people who are more than ready. There's some that are actually anxious to get to where we're going. All those black and brown people that then were fighting for beds and ventilators, hospitals were the reason some of these nice middle class and wealthy white folks weren't able to get on those ventilators. Literally, inequity costs us all. Yeah, well, that inequity is about to be taken care of. Uh-huh. Okay. Impossible dream. We want people to eat less meat. Tasty soy patties probably won't cut it. They don't. I've had some of that stuff, and you can keep it. Just that simple. Some of that stuff, wannabe burgers or imaginary burgers or whatever you want to call it, come off as so much BS. And they taste like something that the Army wouldn't feed to the troops. You want to get into something nasty? That's nasty. All right. Now, I promise some information. Well, I did a roundtable show with Gail and friends, and they the situation is very simple. We are to transition sometime within the next 6 months or thereabouts. That'd be like by February, March of next year at the latest, okay? Number two, from sources these people talked about on that show and my own, we're going to have some fun and games. What's the fun and games? Well, be sure you got plenty of ammo and a really good gun because you're going to need it. Why do I say that? Well, Civil War II is about to happen the hard way. Now, here's the deal. A lot of people think that this is this and that's that, and we can be all done with everything. All we got to do is just be prepared, be ready, and go about our business. And, you know, they ask for 2 or 3 volunteers, about 200 or 300 show up. Okay. The idea of who, and that's the fence sitters again, is very simple. Those are the people out and about who have not yet made up their mind which side of that fence they want to be on. Well, you better choose pretty soon, and I'll tell you why. Starting next month into the 2 months following it, September, October, November, is when the shooting war starts. Bear that in mind. I don't predict things. I'm just telling you about. Okay, let's add to it. The military will come out to
Protect the people. That's us, not them, us. Think about that. All the plans are already laid and made and ready to go. The thing that struck me most was the fact that the military is holding the White House for Trump's return. Now, think about that very carefully. He only needs two more states. Think about that. He already got one. We're looking at two more, and those two more will give him the electoral votes that necessary to retake the White House. Now, here's how that works. When there is a major fraud, that is when these things come into play, not before or after, or down the road or whatever. You might understand that I don't like the idea of going to war. I did that in Vietnam, and I didn't like it then, don't like the idea now. But I don't have any trouble killing somebody. Think about this. Who would take my country and throw it in the trash? This is my country, not theirs. They don't have any right to it. They don't have any right to be here, in my opinion. I think the exile, as I said in the last show, would be appropriate for some of these people. Send them back to Africa. Send them back to the EU or wherever they might want to go. And if nobody takes them, well, pick out someplace, fly over in a chopper, and drop them off. Tell them, pull the ripcord as soon as you leave the door or you're going to die. Bingo, get rid of them. Okay, that's one solution. Now, I have stressed one other thing. For everybody out there who takes issue with the problems we have with certain people, and yet they want to do recalls. Gavin Newsom's a good example of that. Why are you guys spinning wheels and wasting time with that horse hockey? All you got to do is charge him with violations of his oath of office. And he's gone within 72 hours of putting that information in his hands, a judge's hands. Ooh, think about it. If you don't want to leave, the state police will come and get him. There's a lot of laws that people are not aware of. You need to learn this stuff so that you can defend yourself, defend those people that you love. Well, let's take it down. Let's take it down another notch. We don't want to get down to the nitty gritty. Everybody wants to know. You're talking by March or April at the latest, I would say, of next year, making the transition. Ooh, from 3 to 4. We're right at the edge of 4 right now. When we do a couple of things, we'll go to 4. It's like flipping a light switch. Now, the interesting part about that is that it is so complete and so subtle, yet so exacting, a lot of people won't notice. You'd be in 4D and wonder what happened. Well, here's how you can tell the difference between 3D and 4D. All them old age problems, the pain, etc., of being old goes away, disappears, vanishes. Wonderful, huh? Let's take it another step. As we push into the upper edges of 4, we will be told by various ET people that we are not going to be denied 5D. Now, 5D is where everything smooths out. This is where a lot of the 4D stuff is revisited, so that we can put ourselves into a position of maintaining what we're supposed to have. This is the long life and excellent health and all this other happy stuff that you have heard from myself and others over a period of years. The military won't be commanded by the present commanders. That excludes the Marine Corps. The others will not be run by the Marxists who think it's a good idea, that critical race theory taught to the troops is a good idea. It ain't. So if you take the definition that I gave you for Marxism and fascism and whatnot and apply it, you begin to see these things. Well, DACA has been stopped. Judicial Watch sues the Chicago mayor for discrimination. The Wait in Mexico policy has been reinitiated by a judge. Well, okay, now, here's the thing, and you're going to love this. I know who the elite group or club of people that authorizes these things to take place. I know who they are. It's all in my head. It ain't nowhere else. I wouldn't write it down. Hell, write something down. See if somebody don't get you on it. Okay, so the situation is simple. Get ready, and I do mean immediately, if not sooner, for the major events that are about to transpire. Until that time, spread this far and wide. Share it with anybody who will listen. See what they think. Maybe they got a better idea. Maybe there's a way to do this peacefully. I kind of doubt it. I think there's a fairly good-sized group of people that are going to end up being executed for their deeds. Can't help that. But I can tell you one thing you need to do. Share this thing far and wide. And replay as many portions of it as you need to in order for that person to get it. If they don't get it, explain it to them. You have the capability and you know enough about it to be able to do just exactly that. Until that time, I make one suggestion. Go out there and get her done.